So what is it specifically business needs to stay alive? Co-owner of the Grange Bar and Bistro, Mark Wilson's with us. Mark, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well. Did you hear Grant?
Oh, I did.
You're thrilled? You're happy? You're uplifted?
I'm full of hope. Over the moon. Over the moon. I guess it's just another lack of clarity. You know, we all need and I hate saying this, but we all need a plan. None of us can plan. Hospos the first to close and the last to open, and everybody's really hurting out there, which I'm sure you all know.
How much have you bled?
Well, I can tell you the nasty truth is that in the first 12 months, we had $920,000 wiped off our turnover, and as of yesterday, $1.53 million. And it's costing us about 20 to 25 grand a month just to pay the bills. So
Grant's saying there's plenty of money going out the door. How much do you get and how much are you short? Once you've got
Well, we get very little. I mean, we get the wage subsidy, which is fantastic for our staff, but what a lot of people don't realise is that on top of that, we have to pay the holiday pay and all the other bits and pieces that go with employing staff. So the wage subsidy, great for our staff, fantastic, but it actually, as a business, it costs us money. Yeah. So we're getting the resurgence payment, which for a business like ours, with 30-odd staff, but, you know, quite reasonable rent. So as we move into level two, we're going to have to start paying reasonable rents again. The resurgence payment as it is simply doesn't work. It's a one-size-fits-all.
Yep.
So, you know, you can be a small business or a large business. Okay, you're getting more per staff member, but that $1,500 component just doesn't cut it for
now,
us.
They've said that they've been telling the government that right from the start. Magic wand it for me. What do you need? What do you want Grant to say Friday?
Well, what we need, as you're probably aware, we're coming into our biggest trading months, which we've all come to the grim realisation that have probably now disappeared. I mean, we're getting bookings cancelled every day. So we need November and December to get us through those first two or three months of next year. People are on the brink. If we don't have November and December, you're going to see venues falling like flies. So we need a continued wage subsidy through level two, as the rest of the country we've been getting. We need a targeted resurgence payment that is more revenue based, so that it helps those bigger businesses that are really going to struggle. And then we need a bit of a way forward. I mean, traffic light system that's coming up, you know, we don't know, is this going to mean new restrictions for HOSPO? They're already looking pretty nasty as we go into whatever the level two is that we're going into, or 3.3. I mean, I've lost track of it all. As a sector, we've actually got some answers as to how we can trade safely. I went down to Takapuna Beach over the weekend and it was just absolutely seething. We can provide safe outdoor tables and provide people. I mean, we're good at this because we have liquor licences and we have to abide by food safety requirements. So we know how to manage people. So, you know, we can provide outdoor picnic tables in safe environments with clean toilets.
Well, you got some answers, haven't you, which is what we want to hear. And we need a plan as well. Mark, I wish you all the very best. We'll wait for Friday. Mark Wilson, co-owner of The Grange.